They're a majestic part of sea life off the central and south coast, but the gray whale population may be in trouble.
We've had elevated levels of gray whale strandings. These are dead animals washing ashore all along the U.S. West Coast.
John Kalambukides is a marine biologist. He's co-founder of Washington State-based Cascadia Research, which studies gray whales. More than 40 whales have turned up dead along the coast this season, with a number of other sick or malnourished ones being spotted.
The commonality all along the West Coast is higher numbers of gray whales being seen alive and swimming around in unusual places, from L.A. Harbor to San Francisco Bay, up here to Puget Sound. And then these higher number of dead animals washing up, with the majority of them being documented as being malnourished and with lower levels than expected of blubber and fat. Keep in mind, gray whales are just completing about a 3 to 4 month fast where they haven't been feeding. So normally this is the part of the year that they would be their thinnest.
The marine biologist talks about some of the possible factors being investigated.
What there seems to be is an interplay of two factors. One, the eastern Pacific gray whale has made this remarkable recovery. It now numbers in the mid-20,000s. It's one of the few large whale populations that has recovered from commercial whaling and are likely at the limit of their food supply. That, combined with the fact that there are variations that are occurring and probably poorer years of prey and food availability, is one possible explanation to why we see these elevated mortalities.
Kalambukides says even with the concern, the overall population appears to be in good shape.
It doesn't look like this is a threat to the population, but it certainly is of concern. One of the reasons we're maybe a little more moderated in our concern is that in 1999 and 2000, we had a major mortality event that at present, the current pattern has not fully reproduced. So we haven't quite seen that level, but we're probably at the second highest to that event level that we've reported.
And the stranding situation doesn't appear to be limited to the gray whales. Some other marine mammals are also having issues this year as well.
Not only do we have kind of overlapping time frames of different species that are stranding, but then we've also got kind of just increased levels kind of across the board. Guadalupe fur seals, gray whales, small cetaceans have been stranding at a somewhat higher rate. And now we're getting into kind of the meat and potatoes of our California sea lion stranding season. So it's ramping up to be a pretty busy 2019 year for us.
Justin Visbicki is the California Stranding Coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Does he think the availability of food is a factor?
I think it's something we'd always have to look at this early on. Hard to say for sure. I think, you know, with the Guadalupe fur seals, from some of those animals that we have been able to necropsy, there hasn't been a lot of normal diet in their stomachs. And so there are some things that we're looking at, and prey availability, you know, maybe one of those factors that could be playing into kind of all of these things.
Researchers say the bottom line is it's too soon to tell what's happening with the gray whales. Marine biologist John Kalambukides says there are a number of threats to them, many human-caused.
Gray whales suffer from entanglement and fishing gear. We actually saw elevated levels of that last year. They suffer from ship strikes. We do know the Arctic ecosystem that they feed in has been rapidly changing due to human factors. So we have these potential ways in which human activities can be affecting them. And at this point, that's why it's important that we study this and monitor it, even if we don't, you know, if we aren't fully alarmed yet or have a smoking gun to point to something right now.
And some researchers are saying at the current pace, there could be as many as 70 gray whale deaths along the West Coast by the end of spring. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.